Welcome back to another episode of the Bench Buzz. My name is Owen Poy, alongside coach of your Lady Giants, Coach Stan Bench. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
So let's get right into this. The Giants missed 20 free throws in their loss against Fishers, 56-49, their 0-1 in the season. 12 of 32 at the free throw line and 19 missed layups. We talked about this earlier. Nobody's trying to miss free throws on purpose, but run us through what kind of the first game jitters.
Right. It was I think you're a little anxious the first game. You miss a couple of shots, but you should settle down. But we just never got in a rhythm. And then it seems to catch on to some of the other players and so forth. But we were doing some real good things early. And I think I looked up and we're down 9-1 and we totally outplayed them. But they hit their layups. We missed ours. We missed our free throws. And then you start pressing a little bit. And once you start pressing, then it's really hard to get into the rhythm.
So, Coach, we talked about this too. Taylor Guest had that technical foul, the double tech that was on their player as well. And Kristen Carter almost got called with that. That would have been really rough because that would have been her fourth foul compared to Taylor's second. So, what were you thinking on the bench there when that was going on?
Well, it was obviously two players had a hold of the ball and were trying to grab it out of each other's hands, and they yanked it. And I don't know if anything was said or if there's anything else, but I didn't think a technical was warranted for just that, if that's all it was. But I don't know. It was down at the other end of the court, so I don't know. But obviously, Kristen wasn't anywhere near it, and he got the numbers confused, 32 and 23, and got him confused. And finally, he made the change, and happy he did that, and, you know, everything worked out. I would have liked to have known a little more from him from, you know, why the technical was called if it was just that pulling of the ball away and that's it. So, but he eventually got the person who was involved in it correct.
So reffing seemed pretty consistent in the beginning of the game, kind of tailed off, in my opinion, at the end of the game. Obviously, they have a better view than we do on the court as well, but a lot of fouls, it seemed like the whistle was being blown a lot in the beginning, and towards the end, it was just a little inconsistent. What are your opinions on that?
Well, you know, officiating's officiating. We're just lucky to have officials, and I appreciate that they're there. When you watch professional sports who is getting reviewed and getting evaluated every game and every call is being scrutinized, how many times do they miss calls and how many times they messed up? So the officials tried to do a good job. I thought there were a couple of things, but most of the time, either one coach or the other is going to, or one side, one team or the other is going to feel like there's some questionable things. But I thought they tried to do a good job, and I just appreciate their effort for being out there.
So heading into this, you only have two days of break, really. But you're practicing on Mondays, and I don't know if you guys practice on Sundays. I'd imagine not. But only one day of practice between last Saturday and tomorrow being the game against Mooresville. How does practice look when you have such a short turnaround?
Well, it's what I don't like about our schedule. I'd like a game and then 4 or 5 days to correct our mistakes, but we have one practice. There's a certain way I like to see basketball being played, and we're not there. I don't know. Hopefully we'll get there sooner or later. So we're going to attack a few of the mistakes that we made, and it's a process that we're going to be dealing with all year, and our schedule's so difficult that when you don't do things right, we're not going to win. So we got to keep striving to do things right. I guarantee you, if we get to that point where we are doing things correctly, we're going to be a very difficult team to play.
So kind of moving away from the girls real quick, moving over to you. You are 5 wins away from moving into second place all time for wins as a girls basketball coach. Are you kind of thinking about that ever, or is that thing in your mind or anything like that?
Not really. No, I mean, just when people remind me when they ask me questions and that kind of thing. But, you know, that's not my goal. My goal is to get these young ladies playing at the utmost of their abilities and to grow as individuals into people and basketball players. And if we do that, then the wins will take care of themselves. So I'm not too concerned about that. I just done it a long time, and thank the Lord I'm still healthy and still have the opportunity to do it.
And that will do it for this episode of Bench Buzz. So much thanks to Coach Stan Bench for coming out today.
Thank you.